again. Hi guys, welcome to Rocking 20s. I know it's been a while. The last episode was last December pa, and for me, ang daming nangyari, so I was not able to produce any episode for the past 2 months. Finally, I have a friend with me. Now I have one of my closest friends. Again, you can find this podcast on Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, on Anchor, on all podcasting platforms. You can find it. And maybe as we figure out how this thing works talaga, maybe we can actually do more lives. So I hope na you enjoy. And today, before I introduce our guest, our topic will be very timely kasi tapos na ang February. We will be talking about dating, relationships, and being single in your 20s kasi nga it's all about rocking 20s. And now, to share her knowledge and wisdom with us is my very good friend of about 10, 11 years. Please give a round of applause to my friend, Katrina Fausto.
Yay!
Kat, please introduce yourself to my listeners. Wow. Kasi hindi naman lahat kilala ka. Wow, oh. Ang dami ko listeners.
Hi, listeners. I'm Kat. Ayun lang.
So ayan. Formal. So, yan. Talk about yourself. How old are you? What you're doing?
Ayan. So, I'm 23 years... 23 ba?
24!
24 years old yan. Turning 25 yan. So, I am a preschool teacher for 5 years na. And, ayun, friend ko si Trish for 11 years na. And we have matching tattoos yan.
Oh my gosh!
Hindi ba
yan
nila alam?
You actually revealed.
Hindi nila alam yan?
Ay, hindi nila alam.
Oh, sorry, cut. Paki-edit.
Hello dun sa ating mga viewers. Sino I can yan? See some friends.
Si mommy! Si Robin.
And si Emil. Hi, guys. Anyway, so yun nga, we've been friends for so long na. So, in my teenage years talaga, yung greatest memories and adventures during my teens were spent together with
Kat. Yeah, totoo yan. We nag-bike kami together. Yan. Tapos, trinay pa natin mag-longboard.
Yeah.
Tapos, youth camp sa church. Yan, lahat yan.
And sleepovers. Like, na hanggang ngayon.
Yes, hanggang ngayon.
Sleepover. Yeah. So, yan. We're 25 and still doing it. So, it's been a very long time na we've known each other. And after graduate ni Kat, she went back to Pampanga kung saan talaga siya. And doon naghiwalay yung aming paths. But at the same time, we stayed connected.
Yes.
So ayun, ngayon nga, yung sa topic natin, dito nagkahiwalay yung ating paths. Kasi, diba tapos na nga yung February, but ako ngayon maglalabas ng episode on relationship, dating, and being single. Kasi, you know, there are, when you're doing a podcast, there are certain topics na talagang, or kaya may mga certain situations kasi sa akin, na nag-trigger para mag-produce ng something. I feel na I need to be passionate about a topic before I actually talk about it.
Yes, so triggered ka ba ngayon?
Hindi naman sa triggered. Okay. Maybe because, ano nga, yun nga, sa dami ng narinig sa mga past, ano ba to? Mga services sa church kasi we're both Christian, so we listen about talks about relationship, love, and everything. Ngayon, you want to digest it na.
Yes.
So ngayon, to all those who are listening, all we'll be saying will not be etched in stone wisdom, no? Mm-hmm. So more of figuring out things, sharing what we know, and yun nga, from experience talaga.
Yeah. So, let's start.
Let's start, Kat. So, let's start. Nung teenagers tayo, ano yung view mo when it comes to boyfriend-girlfriend?
Ay, ba't ang hina na? Boyfriend-girlfriend.
Parang ang sama niya sabihin. Na boyfriend.
Kala mo sin, ganyan.
Nee, sige. Can you talk about your principles, beliefs nung bata pa tayo?
Actually, feeling ko naman tayo, dahil Christian nga tayong lumaki, feeling ko pare-pareho tayo ng view na kung sino yung first boyfriend mo, gusto mo yun na rin yung last. So, growing up, hindi ako nag-entertain ng mga lalaki sa buhay ko na wow. Parang, yes, na parang yung mga gusto man ligaw, ganyan. Kasi, sobrang, nung bata tayo, pinagpipray ko talaga na parang, Lord, kung sino po yung bibigay niyo sa akin, ganyan, dapat siya na rin yung last, ganyan. Ayoko yung ma-heartbroken ng ma-heartbroken hanggang ma-meet mo yung taong yun, ganon. Although, kaya yon yung youthful years ko yes, was spent youthful. With, ano, friends, ganyan. Hindi siya, never ako nagka-boyfriend ng teenager ako.
So, ganyan. My question is, dahil ba, kaya ganun yung view mo, dahil ba pinagbawal sa'yo ng parents mo or ano, bakit ganun?
Actually, hindi. Never nilang pinagbawal talaga. Hindi masyadong mahigpit yung parents ko when it comes to relationships and dating. Talagang ako lang naghigpit. Wow! Yes. Yun, ganun. Kasi, ano eh, sa church, 'di ba, yun yung sinasabi nila nang kapag nag-youth service na you have to wait, you have to keep yourself pure, ganyan. Tapos may mga books ka pang babasahin mm-hmm. about it, ganun, about dating. And growing up, yung pinaka goal, pinaka alam ko sa mind ko na yung goal ng dating is for marriage talaga. Mm-hmm. So you don't date just for fun, ganun. Magde-date ka dahil it's towards marriage na, ganon.
So, now, having said that, were there, now that you're in your 20s, would you say na there are regrets na parang dapat pala nung teenager ako, parang trinay ko na tong mga ganitong bagay, dapat pala nag-go-go-go na ako. Now na, syempre, mas matanda na tayo, baka nag-iba na yung view mo. Ngayon, do you say, can you say na nag-regret ka sa mga naging choices mo?
Hindi naman, no regrets. Joke. Ikaw ba? Hindi, ako naman, hindi ako nagsisi. Kasi, parang, sa youthful years ko, dun ko na meet, yan, dun ko kayo na meet, dun ako naging, parang, yung solid yung friendship, dun ko na nakilala ikaw, lahat ng friends, ganyan, yung friends sa church, which is, dadalin mo sila hanggang pagtanda mo. Yung mga friends ko noon, friends ko pa rin ngayon. So, if I spent my time na dating lang ng dating, siguro wala akong solid friends ngayon.
Oh, yeah. So, during your youth, masasabi mong you invested in friendships.
Yes, tama.
More
yun,
than
tama
romantic relationships.
Yes.
And because we're friends, malamang pares tayo.
Yes, totoo yan.
So, ayun nga, for those who don't know, ako, ganun din yung sa akin belief ko na parang when I was young, I didn't want to get into relationships kasi nga I have so many things na, I have so many options na gawin like be adventurous, do this, try that hobby or whatever. So, I was very distracted in a good way. So, I was not looking for romantic attention or anything. And it's not because my parents didn't want me to get into relationship. Naghahanap nga sila. No? Wala mang ano. Walang ganap eh. Pero parang, I guess, at a young age, I knew how to be on my own and how to have fun without, ano, the romance. Yeah. Pero hindi naman natin sinasabi na parang kung sino mang may boyfriend dyan, girlfriend dyan, at habang teenager kayo, you're doing it wrong, di ba? Hindi naman ganun. More on, ano masabi mo?
Hindi kasi parang kanya-kanyang, ano yan eh, story. Di ba, meron tayong mga friends ngayon na sila na nung high school hanggang college, tapos kinasal na, ganyan, settled na, ganyan. Iba't iba siyang story. Mm-hmm. So, ngayon, good thing nung mga bata tayo, never tayo na peer pressure, mm-hmm. 'di ba? Wala yung sige na, sagutin mo na 'yan. Ganyan, mm-hmm. Never tayo na ganoon. Kasi ewan ko bakit nga ba sa lahat ng dati kasi, 'di ba, pag may youth camp, yung iba magte-testify sila na kasi po na peer pressure ako. Tayo parang walang peer pressure, no?
Sad to say.
'Di ba?
Parang ano, we were just so good at being on our own.
Yeah.
I think.
Oo.
na people look at us and we look so happy mm-hmm. and having fun na they didn't think it would be nice to ano ireto natin tong oo, si ganyan true. Ganyan. So ayun nga. So yun yung nangyari. So yun yung how we were when we were teenagers. We were just having fun in our friendships, trying so many things, trying sports, hobbies, being active at church, and we're very competitive talaga sa lahat ng ginagawa namin. Oh, yeah. Kaya pag may trinay kami, we really put our 100% hanggang sa masawa na kami. So, ganun yung pangyayari nung teenagers kami. Kaya talagang parang thank God because we didn't have to go through so much hurt,
stress
and pain at an early age, though it's inevitable naman true. Talaga.
Pero ano naman, kinilig naman tayo. May mga moments din kaming gano'n, hindi kami alien, hello.
Hindi naman kami pusong bato. So,
may mga moments naman na, ano, may mga nagpaparamdam, tapos kinikilig-kilig ka, ganyan. Hindi naman, hello, tao rin kami, ganyan.
Yes, yes.
Pero, mas malakas yung willpower.
I'd like to think na parang ano happy crush lang.
Oo, oo,
parang yun nga my friend Dolly and I if you're listening, hi dolls. Na parang sabi namin ay saya lang ng happy crush
true.
Kasi parang you don't have to stress about it.
Mm-mm.
You just ano you're just inspired. So yun talaga yung buong teenager years namin. Happy crush and a lot of Jesus. Yes!
Yes.
So now, so dito na tayo nagkaiba, no? So when she graduated, bumalik siyang Pampanga and I was still in school. So nagkahiwalay na kami ng place. Tapos, syempre, we were in our 20s. And when you're in your 20s, nagbabago talaga ang mga bagay-bagay. So now, Kat, now that you're no longer single,
wow.
Can you talk about how it's like? Parang
what mahirap guys. Joke lang.
parang yun nga. Para dun sa kung may nakikinig man sa atin younger. Parang paano mo nalaman na yun nga coming from the belief na you want to wait,
mm-mm.
na you want this to be your first and last. What made you decide na okay, I'm going to get into this relationship and I'm going to hope na ito na talaga yon.
Oo. Actually, nung ano, nung 20 ata, 20 ba ako nagka-jowa? O 21? 21 ata. Hindi, pero ganoon, parang may mga times sa life mo na parang, uy, satisfied na ako, parang tinanggap mo na hindi ko kailangan, ganyan. Parang ang saya ko ng mag-isa. Kasi diba tayo, minsan, nagwo-watch tayo ng movie mag-isa. Na-try mo na yon.
Yes.
Kumain sa labas mag-isa, mag-coffee mag-isa. Tapos sa sobrang ginagawa mo siya lagi, na-enjoy mo.
Mm-hmm.
So ako that time, hindi na ako naghahanap ng siguro ganito na lang talaga ako, tinanggap ko na. Wow, ang bata, 'di ba? 20. Tapos yon, until may dumating. Oh,
yes. Shout out.
Tapos may sariling ano background music, na joke lang. Tapos, ayun, ano ba, sobrang akala mo, prepared ka na pagpasok mo sa relationship. Kasi, inisip mo, uy, naghintay ako ng matagal, siguro ready na ako pagpasok ko. And then, lo and behold, hindi pa pala. Yes! Ang dami mo pang kailangan ma-discover dun sa tao. Kasi nga, tapos, ay, Hindi, tapos may madidiscover ka dun sa tao, tapos madidiscover mo rin yung sarili mo.
Mm-hmm.
And you will always go back to Jesus din talaga. Kasi minsan kapag mag-aaway kayo na parang, hey Lord, bakit ganyan? Magpa-pray ka, di ba? Parang, Lord, bakit ganyan? Bakit ang sakit-sakit? Hindi niya ako, kunyari, hindi ka pinansin, hindi nag-text or whatever na ganyan. And then, ma-realize mo or papa-realize sa'yo ni Lord na, oh, ganyan talaga sa relationship. Dapat constant yung communication. Same as your relationship with Jesus na dapat ganun din. So, Getting to know him better and then getting to know Jesus better then. Ganun siya nangyari. Which is, pero mahirap din talaga.
So, it's a lot of hard work.
Yes.
Which I'm not, willing to take.
Sobra. At saka sobrang malalaman mo na yung babae, full of emotions talaga. Dati, di ba, iniisip natin pagka nagsascroll tayo.
We're gonna be cool.
Yeah, yung parang hindi ako makikipag-holding hands. Ganon. Or kaya yung wala kaming tawagan. Ganyan, di ba? Yung parang sobrang strong kasi natin. And then, pagka dumating ka sa, pagka nandun ka na, okay, kailangan ko pala mag-adjust dun sa tao kasi nag-a-adjust din siya sa akin. Ganon siya. Hindi siya pwedeng, pagka kasi pinag-pray mo, dapat handa ka rin.
Yeah.
Yun. So, ikaw, pinag-pray mo ba?
No. As of now, no. So, yun nga, pag ako kasi, yun nga, yung nagkahiwalay tayo in a sense na ikaw, you started a relationship, me, I remained single. I'm still single. Not ready to mingle. But, ayun nga, for you, how important, yun nga, nasabi mo na rin yung, about your faith, about your relationship with God. Maaring meron tayo dito ang mga listeners na are completely new to this thinking na, ba't niya ba kailangan i-consider si Lord dito sa ano? So, yung sa ganong bagay, how important is your faith when it came to ano deciding things like this?
Ay, sobrang important talaga ng faith. Kasi kapag nasasaktan ka, wala kang ibang pwedeng sabihan kundi si Lord lang.
Gets okay, mo makinig yun? Kayo mga bata.
Hindi, gets mo yun kasi may nagsabi sa akin noon, wow, merong relationship advice na kapag daw nag-away kayo mag-jowa, huwag mong ipagkakalat sa lahat na nag-away kami! Ganyan. Kasi eventually, yung mga tao yun, masisira yung tingin nila dun sa partner mo. Tapos kapag nagkabati kayo, magtataka sila na parang, hiyang pa, ang pangit ng ugali niyan eh. Ganon. So, ako natutunan ko is just to cry out to the Lord. Wow! Hindi totoo yun!
Shout out sa boyfriend ni ka.
Kasi sobrang ano, may mga times talaga na masasaktan ka. Although masaya siya, masaya, pero may mga moments na, dahil nga babae tayo, no? May mga moments na sa maliliit na bagay, masasaktan ka. So, ayun, nangyari or ginagawa ko is, alam mo yung parang nagsusumbong ka sa tatay, ganun. Ganun siya. Yung hindi na ako magpe-pray na, Lord, thank you for this day, thank you po, ganyan. Yung prayer ko, ano na, Lord, bakit ganyan, ganun. And then after nun, may peace na. So, instead of broadcasting it to the world, magpo-post ka sa Facebook na, lahat ng lalaki manluloko, ganyan. Why not, ano, diba? Why not pour your heart out to the Lord? Ganon. Ayun.
So, ayun nga. It's still, it's a lot of hard work emotionally, mentally, spiritually.
Ready ka ba for ganon?
No. Just, so, you guys may be wondering na para namang hater tong si Trish. Ba't siya ganyan magsalita? But for me, ayun nga, still being single after all these years, ang akin naman is that etong 20s ko, kasi nga 25 na ako, so nakalahati ko na.
Yeah.
Was really spent building my confidence, building my dreams, and knowing who I am and my identity. Not only on my own, but my identity as a friend, as a daughter, as a Christian. So, during those 5 years, sabihin na natin, from 20 to 25, syempre, seeing friends get married, get engaged, parang, I was actually looking for, ano, within myself, na, but hindi ka naiinggit?
Yeah.
So, yun. So, ang difference kasi, parang marami kasi nagsasabi sa akin na sinasabi mo lang yan dahil parang gusto mo lang na
parang pang-cover up.
Pang-cover up. And sometimes, I get lonely too. But, when you really, I spent 5 years of my 20s learning who I am, learning my identity. And parang somehow, alam ko na yung alam ko na kung paano ko ma-overcome yung loneliness, mm-hmm. yung paghahanap, yung longing. Mm-hmm. So now, ngayon pag tinatanong ako ng friends, parang, so Trisha, maging open ka naman. Parang for me,
anong open mo? Diba?
De, de,
ano?
De,
ano open mo nga?
What I mean is, maging open ka naman sa idea of being, dating, yeah, ganyan. Of dating. So, I'm not really parang close-minded, yeah. But I'm not looking for it.
Mm-mm.
Because I enjoy the company of me, myself, and I.
Hindi, kasi diba may mga tao na ganun, may mga babae na parang, hindi ba ako karapat dapat mahalin yung mga ganyan? Yung talagang hinahanap nila. Well, sa'yo, mukhang hindi mo naman siya like desire, diba?
Yeah.
Na sobrang, Lord, ngayon na, bigay nyo na, ganun.
Oh, yun. Kaya nga, when you ask me if I was praying for it, I'm not praying for it because
wala
yung desire. So, ngayon, ano nga ba yung sense ba't ko to sinishare? It's because feeling ko naman somehow, some way along the road, maaari. Pero parang ngayon, when you're at peace with yourself, parang ayaw mong maruin.
Amen. Na
parang, parang you're so confident, you're so happy on your own. And I know na when you get into relationships, sometimes instead of it boosting your confidence, minsan nagiging cause pa yun ng insecurity, ng, ayun nga, ng envy, ng ano. And I know na hindi naman kailangan mag-expect ng perfect relationship. But as of now, yun yung view ko when it comes to dating. If you're gonna disrupt my peace, might as well not talk to me. No? Yung parang, I'd rather keep my peace for now. Siguro, ano, maaga lang akong tumahimik. So, ayun. But, yun nga, listening to your stories, syempre sa stories din ng ibang friends who are in a relationship, it seems like a good thing to have. Na parang, sayo naman nang may kasama. Ayun nga, so we've talked about, yun nga, some of the struggles of being in a relationship and the joys of not being in a relationship. So, can you share the good thing about having someone in your 20s?
Ayun, so having someone in your 20s kasi parang is a new chapter sa buhay mo. Kasi parang nagkaroon ka ng bagong dreams, ng bagong goals na parang uy, ganyan. Ganun, parang, uy, ganyan. Meron kang, kasi dati, nung wala pa akong boyfriend, iniisip ko na, siguro tatanda na lang ako mag-isa, ganyan. Gusto ko mamatay 50, ganyan. Kasi parang ayoko nang maging pabigat sa family, ganyan. Pero ngayon na may boyfriend, parang naiisip mo na to grow old with that person, ganyan na you will build your dreams individually and together, ganon. So, actually, yung daddy ko, yun yung sinabi niya na pag pumasok ka sa relationship, dapat nakaset na yung goals yung dalawa. And then kahit yung identity mo wala dun sa tao, pero alam mo yon yung ano ba yon? Parang wala yung identity mo dun sa tao. Yung parang, kunyari, nasa party kayo, tapos, paano ba yon? Yung siya lang yung nandun, hindi yung, uy, nasan si Kat? Ganyan. Tapos kapag ikaw lang mag-isa, uy, nasan si ano? Nasan yung boyfriend mo? Ganon. Dapat hindi ganon yung relationship nyo.
So, ayun nga. Wait, over there. So, speaking of that, how do you keep your identity intact when you're in a relationship, especially pag matagal na? Kasi you've been together for
3 years.
So, ayun nga. Madalas kasi itong nangyayari, especially sa mga babae,
so,
nawawala yung kung sino sila before the person came into their lives. So, paano mo yun ma-keep?
Girls, you know what you want sa unang-una pa lang. Parang you know your hobbies, you know your likes, dislikes, ganyan. Pero syempre, sa relationship, hindi mo alam na, uy, ganito pala ako. Pero at least, kapag may mga nangyari, or parang may dapat meron kayong time separately din, hindi yung lagi kayong magkasama. Alam mo yun, dapat meron kayong time na may time siya with his friends, may time ko with your friends, ganyan. Hindi yung laging, samahan mo ako dito, ganon. Guess who yun? Yes. Hindi, kasi may mga relationship na ganon na yung mga tao sobrang sanay na magkasama kayo na hindi, na nagugulat sila pagka magkahiwalay kayo. Ganon. So, dapat, meron siyang activity. Kasi girls ha, take note talaga. Yung mga guys, dapat meron talagang hobbies yan. Kasi kapag wala, mabobored sila. So, kung makikita nyo sa world na to, wow, yung mostly ng mga may hobbies, nagsiskateboard, nagbabike, nagaganyan, may sports. Mostly guys, kasi kailangan nila ng stress reliever. So,
how about us girls?
Stress ano tayo? Face mask, ganyan. Mas mura naman yung sa atin, di ba? Parang magpapamanicure ka lang, magpapapedicure ka lang, ganyan. Okay na, parang, uy, ang ganda ng kuko ko. At least kahit stress ako, maganda yung kuko ko, ganyan. So, ayun. So, remember na kahit lagi kayong magkasama, you have to have time for yourself as well. Ganon.
So, what you're saying is, nung nagkaroon ka ng relationship in your 20s, somehow it gave you a new purpose in life. Na parang, ayun nga, parang nagkaroon ka ng panibagong dream. You started to look forward to things you've never looked forward to before. So parang somehow it gave you direction. Mm-hmm. Kasi for me now, wala akong relationship at wala rin ang joke. May direction naman ako, but more on a direction for me and my family. Wala talaga sa picture yung settling down, pag-ipon for something para mag, ano, you know, when you get married, o ganun. Parang more on, what do I want? What do I need? Me. Pero, yun nga, when you said na nagkaroon ka ng relationship in your 20s, before, parang sabi mo, okay, tatanda na akong like this, like that. Parang ganun ako ngayon. Pero, when somebody came, all of a sudden, there's a new path to walk on. And, feeling ko, for some people who are looking for something new in life, that's good as well. Totoo nga naman, hindi naman masama na may mga taong magpa-realize sa'yo ng mga bagay na yon. At the same time, even though they give you a brand new purpose and dreams, dapat intact pa rin yung identity mo without them. Because in the event na maghiwalay, di ba, doon nagkakaroon ng problema.
True.
Because when you are in a relationship, and you look forward to spending your lifetime with this person, and all of a sudden, naghiwalay kayo, nasan na yung lalakaran kong path?
Yeah.
Diba? Yun yung parang nangyayari sa madaming tao, whether man or woman, diba? So, ngayon, I'm glad na you're still in a relationship. Pero yun nga, nasabi mo, na you have to have a life of your own without that person, or else pag naghiwalay kayo, talagang magka-crush ang iyong world, 'di ba?
Totoo, lalo na kapag nasanay ka na, kasi kunyari long term na 'yung relationship nyo, nasanay ka na kumakain kayo sa ganitong fast food, or nagpupunta kayo sa ganitong place, ganyan, mahihirapan kang mag-move on. Ganon. Kapag nag-break kayo. Ganyan. So, pero other story na yung moving on. Kaya, girls, remember, sige, guys, kahit sino, sige, pagpapasok ka sa relationship, dapat complete ka na. Hindi yung ano, yung parang may hinahanap ka pa. Kasi kapag may kulang sa'yo, iisipin mo na, siguro pagka nagka-jowa ako, doon lang ako sasaya. Ganyan.
So, as a friend, can you say that I'm complete?
Yeah. Yes, sobra. Parang, ano, centrum.
Sumobra
ka na sa completeness. Ayun, so parang ganon, yung wala ka ng, hindi yung sasabihin mo na, sana magka-jowa na ako para naman magawa ko na to, para naman makapag-travel na ako. No! Wag ganon! Kasi you can travel on your own, you can go to places, ganyan. Ayun lang. So, wag niyong hahanapin yung emptiness nyo sa tao.
We're all unpredictable. Minsan gusto mo, minsan biglang ayaw mo na. So, as a person, when you love someone, it's a risk talaga.
True.
And you never know if the next day this person doesn't love you anymore.
True.
And alam ko naman, when you break up, it really hurts. And it's supposed to hurt. If it doesn't hurt, hindi mo minahal,
yeah,
di ba?
Totoo yan.
So, pero, it will hurt, but you will overcome. When you know na, when you know yourself, and syempre, for me, saying this as a Christian, you will overcome with God's grace because you know na life is not all about love. So, life is not all about romantic relationships, but it certainly is about love. Loving people, loving God. Now na, yun nga, magkaiba tayo ng experiences, masasabi natin dito na there's not a single path for a person in their 20s.
Mm-hmm.
Hindi mo masasabi, dapat 20 ka, dapat may boyfriend ka na, dapat you're dating, dapat you're no. Because if you don't want it, then don't do it. At the same time, hindi mo rin naman pwede sabihin na, hey, ang bata mo pa. Huwag ka muna mag-boyfriend. Explore the world. So, dito mo ma-realize na we all have our own stories.
Mm-mm.
And we all have our own path. Timing. Especially timing. So, dapat enjoy where you are. Live in the present. Diba? Cherish your relationships. So, now, as we are about to go to the latter part of our podcast episode, gusto ko lang malaman, ano yung ma-advise mo dun sa maaring hindi pa sila 20s? Sa mga maaring, yun nga, may kanina nakita ko sa live, sabi niya, she's watching daw. Hi, Justine. So, she's still young. So, meron tayo ditong maaring someone will come across this podcast and she's in her 17 teens, ganyan.
Mm-hmm.
What would you advise sa ganon age na parang maybe she's not in a relationship but mm-hmm. she's looking for someone?
Ayan. So, yan. Sa mga younger generation, huwag kayong masyadong mabilis kiligin. Hindi totoo. Hindi porket sabihin na, uy, ang ganda mo, kikiligin ka na, ganon. Huwag ganon. Dapat magpaka strong kayo. Alam nyo ba? Wow, yes. Nagkwento.
Share
tayo lang, no? Dati, nung bandang college na ako, lahat na ng classmates ko may boyfriend na. Pagka Valentine's, meron silang pa something, may nagsusurprise pa sa classroom. Tapos ako parang nagtataka, bakit ganon? Hindi naman ako pangit, ganyan. Diba? Hindi totoo. Tapos, some of my friends will say na intimidating kasi yung personality mo. Natanggap mo na rin ba yung ganun na, ano?
Always.
Diba? Sabi ko, anong intimidating? Hindi naman ako nangangagat or something ganyan. Pero, guys, know na alam ng mga lalaki yung medyo, ano,
medyo
weak.
Ano?
Weak yung personality. Gusto nila yan. Hindi, joke lang. Hindi, pero ganun. Kapag intimidating yung personality mo or kapag strong yung personality mo, hindi ka nakakakuha ng mga lalaking so-so lang.
Grabe ganun. Naman so-so.
Hindi, totoo. Kasi, ano, dapat, alam mo yon, hindi yung, sinasabi rin naman yun ng mga matatandang babae na single lang ngayon. Hindi na nagkasowa. Hindi, pero yon yung huwag tayong kiligin pagka outward appearance lang yung pinuri sa atin. Kasi we're more than just the physical.
Yes, more than just
the yes, ganun. Ano, huwag kang magsasettle for a little compliment.
But I think din, no, na ganun kasi talaga when you're young. Parang, of course, the guys, wala pa naman dyan yung super serious talaga. But because they too are figuring it out, exploring their views on romance and relationships. But ayun nga, na totoo nga yung sinabi ni Kat na as a young woman, as a young man, huwag tayong onting naka-text mo lang, naka-chat mo lang, eh, parang yung damdamin natin ay...
So, paano sa mga lalaki? Anong maa-advise natin sa kanila?
So, ayun nga, kailangan natin ng guest dito na itayo ang bandera ng mga kalalaki. No, I think, really, yun nga, kasi may part sa akin na napaka-gracious. Wow. Gusto kong intindihin yung mga, sabihin mo na nga, mga teenage boys na kesyo ang dami nilang tinetext, lagi nilang kino-compliment yung mga babae. Because I think they're not mature, they're not wise. So, kung ano nakikita nilang ginagawa ng iba, eh, gagawin din nila. And ganun talaga when it comes to love. Everything, parang puppy love pa rin talaga. Kaya ako, for me, personally, disclaimer, what would I advise the young men and women of our generation is that when you're young, happy crush na lang muna. Happy crush. And let it inspire you. Pag may nag-compliment sa'yo, take it because it feels good. But do not let it overwhelm you to the point na yun na yung hahanapin mo. Na pag may nag-compliment sa'kin, ito na yun. I guess, pag young ka talaga, you're not wise.
True.
That's why you need to listen.
Ako naman, ewan ko, wala akong masabi sa mga lalaki, mga batang lalaki. Kasi never ako nagkaroon ng ano kapatid na lalaki, ganyan. Pero siguro go for the guy who knows or who is willing to wait. And girls, remember this, ha? Hindi kayo yung nagpa-pursue sa lalaki, okay?
Ano kung sasabihin nila bago na ang 2020 na?
Wala akong pakialam. Joke lang.
But ayun nga, for the young ones out there who's listening, take your time. Find a hobby. Invest in your friendships. And of course, if you have a family, invest your time in your family. If you're studying, enjoy your education because you have a full life ahead of you to work, to save money, to do all those things na hindi talaga enjoyable. So, when you're young, if you have the opportunity to just be young, youthful, grab it because when you're yeah, you're only young one. So when it comes to relationship, when it comes to dating, it can take the back seat because it's not your priority. And for those who are in their 20s, go, Jo! For those who are in their 20s, I hope that you don't feel any pressure right now. I hope that you understand na your identity, your success is not related to your ano your relationships lang.
True.
Hindi mo pwedeng sabihin na hindi ako successful because I don't have a family, I'm not married or what, because you're more than your relationships, di ba? So if you're in your 20s and you're looking for a relationship, I know it can be hard, but timing lang din, my friend. And, syempre, go out there. Hindi naman yung mag-clubbing all the weekend. But what I mean is, socialize. Yun nga, get, join a community of like-minded people. Attend workshops. Lagi ko yung sinasabi, mag-attend ng workshops. But really, socialize as much as possible. Kasi you don't know who you may meet along the way. It's different for everybody and it's okay.
The world is bigger than you think. Yan. Hindi umiikot yung mundo natin sa iisang tao lang. Tandaan nyo yan. Wow!
Shout out sa boyfriend.
Hindi, ganun. Kasi minsan, diba, sobra nating pinaikot yung mundo natin sa taong to and then bigla mag-fall lahat dahil nag-break kayo. Huwag ganun. Malaki yung mundo. Ang dami-dami natin pwedeng matutunan. Ang dami pa. Never stop learning. And, ayun, never stop asking for advice, asking for wisdom. And, ayun lang.
This episode was very random, so we didn't have any script to follow. Talagang, just free flow of thoughts. So if you have any feedback or suggestions, let me know what you think. Kasi me, I'm still learning, and I would appreciate if you would share any of your stories or if you have any questions, because we're not perfect here. We're all learning. So again, this is Rocking 20s, and thank you for my good friend, Katrina Fausto. Where can people find you?
At Instagram, fausto.cat. Ayun lang po.
Ayun. And actually, she's doing a small business. If you're looking for socks,
you may paa dyan.
Joke lang. You can follow her and see what she's up to. And of course, I think this won't be the first and last episode that I'll be having you. Bye, guys. Bye!